I want to join with Garrett for welcoming everybody out with us this evening. For just a little while, I want to talk on something here in just a minute that I think we can all fully understand as we get on into the title of the lesson here in just a minute. But I have a little bit of a kind of an intro to the lesson before we get into the title of the lesson. You know, there are protests and riots going on in several places in our country today. The press wants to call them peaceful protests, but we can see otherwise. There is an uprising going on that wants to change anything and everything around us. And if we disagree, then we're labeled all kinds of names. There is all kinds of political stuff going on since this is an election year. You expect it on this time of a year that you get the mudslinging going back and forth on each side. There's one group that wants to push their agendas and the other group that wants to push their agendas. As educated people of this country, there are things we would like to see our government do and things that we would like to see undone or stopped. It seems the people we elect to run our country in our best interest lose all concern for us after they are elected. The COVID-19 virus that has the country partially shut down and has infringed on our liberties as we see them has completely changed our normal. We see all kinds of information that says one thing, then we see information that says things the other way. We have a hard time believing anything we see or we hear anymore from the press, the government, or any other source of information that we look at to gain an idea of what's going on around us. We have ourselves or family members diagnosed with some kind of medical problem that will change their whole lives, whatever that situation is. We lose our jobs, our homes, our family, things that happen that we have absolutely no control over. Things that happen that we have no answer for or how to even go forward in our lives. There are countless situations in the world around us today that cause us to have fear. And that's the title of the lesson this evening, fear. It's mainly a fear of the unknown. We can see that we're headed into any one of the scenarios that I posed just a minute ago, but the in-between and the end we can't see from the beginning. We can't know what the outcome of all of those will be. These are the things that cause us to fear. But as Christians, that type of fear should not be part of our lives. 2 Timothy chapter 6 and verse number 2 Timothy chapter 1 verses 6 and 7 says, "Wherefore I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." Here Paul was writing the letter to Timothy, and he's telling him to call these things to remembrance. Verse number 7 is the main verse we want to look at for this evening here. It says, "For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but he has given us a spirit of power and of love and of a sound mind." God did not give us that spirit of fear, but the one of power, love, and a sound mind. So in this verse, we are to have a sound mind, an ability to give something rational and analytical thought, tempered by love, yet with the spirit of power that we gain through our knowledge and application of God's word in our lives. In other words, we use our study of God's word to handle any situation we find ourselves in, instead of letting fear have uncontrolled run in our hearts and our minds. If we let fear have uncontrolled run in our lives, then we aren't using the spirit of a sound mind. You know, there's a song that I hear on the Christian radio station here in town. I do not know the name of the song. I've thought about looking it up every now and then. Some of you probably would if I go into some of this. And the song goes something like, you know, the people that's singing the song, it's a deal about, well, we're running here. We've got this going on. We've got kids in school. We've got this. We've got this. We've got this. We've got to go to work. We've got to get the car fixed. We've got to do this. We've got to do this. Just on and on and on, we're just running around crazy, and then the end of the song is just breathe. Just stop and breathe. Calm down. Stop all the crazy thoughts running wild in your head. Recall a verse that we've studied recently or read recently, or recall a verse of a song that we've sang in church, and just breathe. By us just calming down and just breathe, then we allow God's word in our hearts and our minds to take control instead of letting fear take control. Proverbs chapter 2 and verse number 7 says, "He layeth up sound wisdom for the righteous. He is a buckler to them that walk uprightly." So this tells us that God lays up sound wisdom for the righteous. And that's what we need to use as a child of God, sound wisdom. "He's a buckler to them that walk uprightly." Means that he's going to be the one to help hold us up and help us stay on the right path. Proverbs 8 and verse 14 says, "Counsel is mine and sound wisdom. I am understanding, I have strength." When we understand, we use that wisdom, we fully understand what's going on around us, then that gives us strength, and we don't let fear rule in our lives because we thought of it with an analytical thought process of what's going on and what we can do to handle that situation, if anything. Psalms chapter 107 verse 29 says, "He maketh the storm a calm so that the waves thereof are still." So I think as we read these couple of verses, you have an understanding of where the point of the lesson is going. Psalms chapter 56 and verse number 3 says, "What time I am afraid, I will trust in thee." We don't get to a point that we get to where we let things get out of control. We can't let ourselves dive deep into that fear that we lose control. This life is not what has to be our main focus. You know, I know we have to have care and concern for our lives in this world, but our main focus has to be heaven. Paul tells us in Acts chapter 20, verses 23 and 24 says, "Say that the Holy Ghost witnesseth in every city, saying that bonds and afflictions abide me. But none of these things move me, neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy and the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus to testify to the gospel of the grace of God." You know, Paul in this deal here, this is where they told him, if you go back to Jerusalem, then you're going to get killed. You're going to be handled, taken care of, and things where you can't be about the work. But his focus was about the work. Being about the work was more important to him than his own life. He says, "But none of these things move me, neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I may finish my course with joy." 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 10 and 11 says, "But thou hast fully known my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, charity, patience, persecutions, afflictions, which came up unto me at Antioch and Iconium and Lystra, what persecutions I endured, but out of them all the Lord delivered me." Not that we are persecuted as we would think Paul was here. We're not physically persecuted by mankind for showing up at the doors of the church. But we face things in this life that give us the same anxiety or fear of things going on around us that Paul faced when he was trying to spread the borders of the kingdom. But the Lord delivered him, and he will deliver us. We just need to change our focus and seek God. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 16 says, "For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day." You know, even if we don't have physical maladies in this life, our outward man still perishes every day. We die a little bit every day. The older we get, the worse the body gets. But yet the inward man needs to be renewed day by day. Even when we let the outside world attempt to control us through our fear, we need to be renewing the inward man, continually strengthening him through study and meditation in God's word. And with our study and meditation in God's Word, it is something that we can use to help shape our thoughts in preparation for those fears when they arise. But we can go to God for help anytime we need Him. But with our study and meditation, we need to work at focusing and molding our thought processes to where we don't let fear rule in our lives. Psalms chapter 34 and verse 4 says, I sought the Lord and He heard me and delivered me from all my fears. I mean, it's as simple as that for us as children of God to go to God and ask for the help that we need to get through the things that cause us fear in this life. And Paul gives us an example of this in 2 Corinthians chapter 1. Starting verse 8 says, For we would not, brethren, have you ignorant of our trouble which came to us in Asia. And that we were pressed out of measure, above strength, insomuch that we despaired even of life. But we had the sentence of death in ourselves, that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God, which raiseth the dead, who delivered us from so great a death, and doth deliver, in whom we trust that He will yet deliver us. You know, Paul here tells us how they learned to handle those situations when they even feared for their lives, physically feared for their lives. A very important lesson that the sooner we learn, the easier it is for us facing the things in this life that cause us to fear. We should not trust in ourselves, but we trust in God. Proverbs chapter 3 and verse number 5 says, Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. You know, my own understanding is when fear just gets to running wild in your head, because when something happens, you see things on TV, you have a health problem in the family, you lose your job, your home, or anything like this. When you let your mind dwell on those things, then it just goes to, well, what if this, and what if this, and what if this, and goes on, and just breathe and calm down and let God's Word and your meditation handle those situations. But when we do these things, we still need to be examples to all of those around us. You know, people see us in fearful situations, whatever the situation is. People see us in fearful situations showing little to no fear when they are terrified, and they want to know, well, how do you get by with this? How do you handle these situations? 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse number 9 says, But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of Him who hath called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. Just like we read just above this, we trust in God, not in ourselves. And by trusting in God, not ourselves, when we find ourselves in those situations that terrifies everybody else, and we just keep walking on down the line, then we show that we are that chosen generation, a holy nation, and a peculiar people. And we show forth the praises of Him who has called us out of darkness, because we trust in God. Philippians chapter 2, verses 14-15 says, Do all things without murmurings and disputings, that you may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom you shine as lights in the world. This verse here, I want to turn it around and go backwards in this verse. So as us being children of God and trusting in God for everything that we need to have in this life, we should shine as lights in the world. And by us shining in lights in the world, then we work against a crooked and perverse nation by those that we come into contact with on a daily basis. And we do this and we show this by being the children of God, that we should be harmless and blameless in the world around us, and that we do all things without murmurings and disputings. Because when we murmur and dispute about those things that are contradictory to God's Word, then we're trusting in ourselves and not trusting in God. We need to fully trust in God, and especially when we face those situations that cause us to have fear in our lives, whatever those situations are. Isaiah chapter 12, verse 2, this will be the last verse of the lesson this evening, and it'll give us a thought process to get on through the rest of the week. says, "Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also has become my salvation." When we trust in God, then we should not be afraid, because whatever this world has to throw at us to cause fear in our lives, God is greater than these things. Whatever these things are, God is greater. He should be our strength, and He should be our song, which should bring joy to our lives when we face those things in this world that cause us to have fear. We should not have fear at all, and we should trust in God to handle all of those things that cause us fear. Trust not in my own understanding, but trust in God, and He will take care of those things. I'll leave the lesson with you this evening. It's just some of the thoughts that have been going through my head lately with the things that's going on in the world around us. And these things, a lot of these things are completely out of our control, just what we talked about in the lesson, completely out of our control, especially these protests and riots and things like that. You know, we have absolutely no control on them. All we can do is pray to God to handle those situations for the best outcome for everybody involved. But yet when we find things closer to home, when we have medical situations or we lose a job, which causes us to lose our homes and things like that, then those are things we can control. But yet God is still greater than those things. You know, there's not a person in here today that if they lost their home, that somebody wouldn't open their home up to them and help them get back on their feet. That's God's way to handle those situations as our brothers and sisters in Christ. When we have a health or medical problem in our lives, don't ever doubt the power of prayer that comes from the congregation when you face those situations. God is greater than anything that causes us fear in this life. All we have to do is trust in God and turn to Him and let Him handle those situations around us. I'll leave the lesson with you this evening. I'd encourage you to study this thing out further and figure out if we are facing fearful things in our lives and what causes that fear and how we are best to handle it, and then handle it the way God wants us to handle it. If anyone's subject to the gospel call, we'd ask you to come forward while we stand, seeing the song's been selected.